From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A woman suspected of opening fire on the campus headquarters of YouTube apparently shot and killed herself at the scene. The police chief of San Bruno, California, Ed Barberini, says police found a woman dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He says four people were wounded, two women and a man have been hospitalized. The man is in critical condition, according to a hospital spokesman in nearby San Francisco. A London-based Dutch attorney was given a 30-day prison sentence and fined $20,000 Tuesday for lying to American investigators looking into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The lawyer's name is Alex van der Zwaan. He told the court, "What I did was wrong. I apologize for my conduct. I apologize to my wife and to my family for the pain I have caused." He had pleaded guilty in February to lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation about his contacts with a business associate of Paul Manafort, the one-time campaign manager of Donald Trump, and destroying emails sought by investigators. Troops are to be dispatched to America's border with Mexico to thwart further illegal immigration. President Trump spoke to reporters on Tuesday.
"We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military."
The president said, "I think that is something we have to do." The Pentagon responded to Trump's plan to use the military to guard the borders. It said, "We are still consulting with the White House." This is VOA News. President Trump told leaders of the Baltic states who are worried about Russian aggression that, quote, "nobody's tougher on Russia than he has been, but that it would be a good thing if the United States got along with Russia." He said, "We've just passed a $700 billion military budget." He spoke to the presidents of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and they held a joint press conference following a closed-door meeting at the Oval Office. The UN Secretary General was among the top officials at a conference for donors to help rebuild Yemen. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports.
As Yemen enters its fourth year of war, the humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate. The United Nations reports a record 22.2 million people, or 75% of the population, need humanitarian aid and protection. The UN notes 18 million people are short of food, while more than 8 million are on the brink of famine. The UN says millions do not have access to safe drinking water. Officials also say the lack of basic services and collapse of the country's healthcare system make the resurgence of cholera and diphtheria outbreaks likely. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of schools in Oklahoma and Kentucky were closed on Tuesday as teachers continue to strike for better wages and higher education funding. Teachers in Arizona are also reportedly planning a strike for better pay. Hundreds of educators in Oklahoma walked out Friday after the governor signed legislation granting teachers raises of about $6,000. But some teachers who haven't seen a pay increase in 10 years said that was not enough. The teachers' union is demanding $10,000 raises for teachers, $5,000 for support staff, and $200 million in new education funding. Americans love dogs, and for the 27th straight year, their favorite dog is the Labrador Retriever. The annual ranking from the American Kennel Club has found Labs to be the most popular dog in the United States since 1991, when the breed ousted the Cocker Spaniel for the top spot. Labradors are widely considered friendly, intelligent, versatile. They're energetic, gentle, cute, and outgoing, making them very good family dogs or therapy dogs. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.